Hello guys, this is Alvin and welcome back to Are You Okay Podcast, a podcast where we use our voices and hopefully inspire you to use yours too. In today's episode, we have this very talented individual. She can act, she can sing, she can also rap. She's also from one of the hottest M-pop groups called Dollar. Welcome, Sobranzo!
Hello! Thank you for having me today.
How are you doing today? Busy schedule?
Today is very chill. So this is the only thing I have, so I'm very excited.
Okay, so this session is also very chill.
Yeah, that's
what I like. We're just going to come here and talk and share our stories and some experiences. Maybe if you want to spill some tea also, you can.
Okay, story time, basically.
Storytelling. Just imagine the mics and the cameras are not here. Just okay. Me and you.
I shall do that. Just okay. Ready for some tea?
In this season, it's very funny. I like to ask all my guests, what's your first impression of me?
First impression of
anything
you?
That you can remember, okay? I won't go and verify whether it was our first time.
Okay. Well, first impression of you.
You can bad things when I'm okay when I'm very chill, yeah.
I think first impression of you, the first time I ever met you in person or seen you in person was actually at Pavilion.
Pavilion? What was I doing?
It's okay. Okay, maybe I won't say, but you know what? I saw you at Pavilion.
Uh-huh.
You're probably around doing your thing. And I was like, hey. Isn't that a really famous guy? Okay, that was the first time. That time I wasn't in
Is that on a higher level?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But so that was the first time I saw you. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. But
that was before
Dollar. That was before Dollar. That was before COVID. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah, quite a while. I was still a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. But when we got into Dollar, I think the first time I met you was probably somewhere at the office or whatever. But my impression, I was probably intimidated of you a bit.
Why?
Because you're
don't call me old.
No, dude. You're iconic lah. Let's just say that. Iconic. Yeah.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way lah, of course. famous. So I'm cool.
Okay.
So I've met you in a flash. I'm like, awesome.
Because some of my friends said that the first time when they met me, they felt like I'm quite reserved. And also they can sense there's some cockiness in me.
Okay.
So I just want to know, do you have
I wouldn't say cocky lah, but I mean, I'm used to, you're definitely not the loud hoo ha ha kind of person,
uh-huh.
Which I can relate to because I'm not like that either, but reserved. So I didn't really know how to approach you in terms of what to talk about or whatever. So I'm just you know what? It's okay. I'm just going to stay here. And, if you say hello, if I say hello, then like that.
Okay, so me and Tabby and Angel, we got slightly closer because of one TV show.
All together now. Oh, okay. So because I'm curious, I know you guys are closer, but I was how do you guys form the bond? Okay, makes sense.
Because of All Together Now.
Because I know they met a few people also from that show.
From the show itself.
You were also one
of them. So after the show, every time when you guys appear, of course, normally I'll say, because when they see me, they'll say hi,
yeah,
Alvin,
yeah,
then
yeah.
I'll go to them. So when it comes to you and Sasha, should I
what kind of conversation do I make with these girls? No, but it's normal though.
Yeah.
But you guys record the whole thing, it took a while or so, right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks?
So, 1 week, maybe two episodes, sometimes only once a week.
Yeah, lah.
So, we see each other quite often.
Yeah, which makes sense.
That's why I need to explain myself.
It's okay, man.
I pick and choose. I have my favorites in the group.
I didn't even look at it that way, but.
Yeah, but I'm also a very shy person. That's why I don't know how to approach people. I don't want people to feel like I'm pretentious to be very friendly or overly friendly
to somebody.
So some people might feel it's not comfortable.
Okay. I mean, as long as you're being yourself, I think it's fine.
I'm always being myself, but yeah. I got called cocky lah.
No lah. I mean, when I got to talk to you, you're fine, dude.
Yeah.
Very friendly, y'all. Don't worry.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Mm. That's what she said. Okay, so let's talk a little bit of your background. So before Dollar, what was your life like?
Before Dollar, my life was
interesting.
It was actually probably, my life right now with Dollar is definitely super interesting, but my life before Dollar was also very interesting. I feel like it shaped me as a person because I wasn't in Malaysia at the time. I was right before I got into Dollar, maybe 3 months, 4 months before, I was living in US.
Yeah.
For like 5 years or so for my studies.
Mm-hmm.
So that was where I met like so many different kinds of people. I did so many things. I like experienced so many things. So it was like a part of my life that I did treasure a lot. But yeah, now it's also like, wow. So like I'm very like a go with the flow kind of girl.
Mm-hmm, and I can tell.
Yeah. So much if any new experiences come my way, I would feel like 9 times out of 10 I would just do it.
Just try,
like, yeah, just try. Correct.
Life's so short. Yeah. So, like, can you like name 3 things that you miss the most in the States?
In the States, okay, I think I miss the people. Number one,
your friends.
My friends, but just also the people in general. You know, like they're very friendly. I mean, of course, I did have some like I guess racist encounters, but that's fine because there was only a few. But yeah, generally the people are more friendly. The food is good, and the weather is amazing. You can't.
So which part of the States you were in?
I was in Missouri for 3 years, and then in LA for 2 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, both had their...
Because you are actually one of the few people that say that the people in the States are friendlier.
Really?
Because some of my friends who study abroad, like, they would be like, not really, like, you don't get treated fairly. I think, like, one of the reasons why is because you don't really look Asian.
Do I look Asian, bro? What are you talking? They always think I'm Filipino. Filipina. Or whatever.
But as long as you don't look...
Okay, that's true.
Chinese.
That's true. Okay, because the school that I went to when I was in Missouri, they did have a lot of students from China doing like, whether it was the master's or something, or I think they had like a program with a certain school in China.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of Chinese students from China, basically. And I feel like it was harder for them to...
Adapt.
And it was harder for the locals to also match. I'm like...
Get to know them.
Yeah, and like make friends with them and stuff. So in that sense, maybe. But I feel like for the most part, if you're like okay, they're like okay, Jay.
Do you okay when you went there? Like, do you make friends with the non-locals, like with Asians, or like you just go straight to the locals?
Okay. Instinctually, I would go and find my local friends. I mean, not locals, in like Asian friends, because I feel like we have more like things in common. So I have my few best friends from there are like Vietnamese and Korean. But I guess I worked there for a while. And most of the time, like when you work there, locals are working a lot. So you are kind of forced to mingle with the locals. And then once you pass the stage, boundary of like getting to know someone and them getting to know you, like they'll just treat you like normal. And then,
yeah. I feel like, you know, like the Chinese community from China, maybe they are so used to going everywhere as a group.
That is also very true.
So it's hard for them to like make friends with other
to branch
locals,
out, right?
To branch out.
That's true. They always come in a group of friends. So, yeah.
So I want to share a little bit of my experience in the States. So back in early 2020, I was in New York for 3 weeks. So the trip was pre-planned.
Okay. Like, it was for work.
No, it's for my own trip. It was my very first time to go to New York.
Okay.
And when I went there, it was like, you know, that back in those days, COVID just
started.
2020. In China.
2020?
Early 2020.
Oh, early 2020. Okay, so it was just happening.
Yeah, it was
so
just happening in China. US, like,
that
the news lagi lah. So there was like no news on whatever. And then halfway through, like the news suddenly break out, like saying it's like, okay, we have to go into lockdown, like a lot of places have to close down. So when I went there, literally all the attraction area, like venues are all closed down.
Okay.
And then I can feel the resentment.
The attention being
from the people. I got rejected, denied entry to go into cafes and restaurants. They just say like no Asians.
Really?
And then when I was on the train metro, people just like,
oh my god!
It was so uncomfortable. And then you know what happened? Because I already booked my flight to come back, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't change it because I bought the economy, you know, like the basic fare.
Okay.
Which if I change, I have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I wait until the day that I can fly back. It was Malaysia announcing the first day of lockdown.
Oh.
So you know, like when you travel, you update some stories.
Yeah.
So people have been like saying, like, don't come back.
Don't
like our own people like, telling me like don't come back, don't bring the virus back. I was feeling really sad.
Gosh.
Like they come to my profile and say things like, you know, you shouldn't come back, like we don't want you.
Like Malaysians we're talking
about. Malaysians I'm talking about. But no. I was being really careful. I bought like a full gear, you know, like And then my whole body was covered with like PVC and all that.
They're afraid for you to come back because they're afraid that you might have gotten it in US, basically, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, okay.
Still. But what are they? Why the hell are you supposed to go? Yeah, where are you going to go?
Like just stay in US forever. Where you don't even feel welcome at the time.
And also, I don't have any income. I have nobody, nobody in the States.
No, that's not cool though.
So, like, I was feeling really sad at the moment. I just feel like, you know, if this were to happen to one of the people who say this kind of thing, your family or friends, would you say the same thing to them?
Yeah, dude. No, absolutely not. But you know what? People don't think sometimes when they say some things, you know.
I just feel like we can be a little bit more considerate. It's not like I go there knowing that that's going to be a lockdown and stuff like that. If I knew earlier, do you think I'm that stupid enough to go there?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So, these are my experiences.
Okay, so overall, your experiences
in the States are not very well.
Not very good. Okay.
So I was told that New York should be like more liberal, like more open-minded and more have more acceptance towards like Asians, right?
I wouldn't know. Because, I mean, I would say the crowd in New York versus the crowd in LA for sure is a bit different. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have seen more Asians in LA and I feel like they're more used to having Asians around and like although there's like Chinatown and whatever in New York, but like you were staying in the city, is it?
City.
Yeah. So I feel like in the city also like the people who live there are like, you know, and different breed. Not to say they're like bad or whatever, but it's just a different culture a bit lah. They're more cold. And although it's still in the same country, like the people are like they're different.
They're different.
Yeah. Yeah, they're different. But it's okay.
Okay, yeah. So you mentioned like you miss the people.
I miss the people.
Another two?
I miss the food.
Food, really?
Yeah, dude.
Asian food? No.
No, like just food in general. Like, have you had tacos?
Taco truck? Here, but
okay,
not
okay, see? You have to have the tacos from the taco truck.
Okay.
That's the only valid place to eat it. Because it's like, it's so good. Number one, it's so good. It's so cheap. And is it like, you have to try it, like, I don't know.
You know, with conversion, I don't think it's cheap anymore.
Okay. They would sell like, maybe like $5 for 3 tacos. Okay, all right. Not bad.
$5 is 25 ringgit now.
Food here. Hey, food here is so not cheap. Eh? I order from Grab McDonald's, become like 30 ringgit really. Not cheap, man. Everything's getting more expensive. But that and also the weather.
The weather. I also feel like, you know, Malaysia doesn't have the most beautiful lighting to take pictures outdoor.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, something about the sun.
It's like very harsh.
Harsh, correct.
And then like very warm. And then sometimes it's like white balance just so messed up.
Yes, I agree.
And in the country that has like four seasons, usually are much better if you want to take pictures.
That one videos. I agree 100%. Because I also don't know why. It's just like, is it like an earth thing?
It's just the earth thing or the universe thing, right? I don't
know. No, because like it technically is the same sun.
You just came back from Korea, right? So if you take photos like that, even though the sun is out,
it looks still amazing.
Like, doesn't need much like edits or whatever.
Yeah.
You can just post it right away.
Yeah. So Malaysia makes it.
But here if I take selfies in a car, like that's up to
it doesn't look the same as my inspo.
Okay. But, yeah. So let's talk about your life after like, you know, meeting Dollar, doing the rehearsals, and then like had your first debut, and then the fame came. Like, what's the thing that shocked you the most?
Shocked me?
Do you were you worried about you wouldn't be able to get along with the other members at the very beginning of the group?
I wasn't like too worried about that because number one, like I know they're younger than me. Although they are younger than me, I do have like a sister that's around their age as well. So, and I as well have been in their like at their age, you know, so I know what to expect in terms of like whatever that comes out, basically. And I've had a lot of girlfriends in my life as well. And I was also brought up by literally with all sisters. So the dynamics, I mean, it can't be too different, you know what I mean? So the dynamics of like being around girls and like misunderstandings or fights or arguments or whatever, like I know I can handle it. I won't like be too like terasa or whatever. So in that sense, no, I wasn't really worried.
What about the fame came after?
The first fame song? Came after. Okay, to be honest, I still don't think like I'm famous, dude.
Okay, not okay.
Let's like recognition, not, is
because
it?
We would never say that we're famous. Okay, that's like a bit like vain, lah. Okay. But then, like you know, you notice the difference where people would be able to recognize you more often now. So, do you think that could be like something that you didn't expect it to come so fast, or like you needed time to slowly adjust to it?
Okay, I feel like, maybe after Raya 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 came out, I started noticing that, you know, a lot more people knew of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
But even prior to that, like, you know, people would DM us or DM me or like come up to me and say like, oh, okay, like, I mean, they actually acknowledge that they know who I am, which is, I love meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't find it like too weird, but sometimes when I see like tags or DMs of like moms or young aunts who have niece and nephews or daughters and sons who are like, oh, they really look up to you, like they love you. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's very sweet. And like, I do find it very sweet because like they remind me of, number one, my nieces. But like, wow, like okay, what I'm trying to wrap my head around is more so like when I was growing up, I had groups that I look up to, aka like the Pussycat Dolls or like Danny DeKane or whoever else, you know? And I did see them in one way, like in a perspective that I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be like you one day. So to try and process in my head that maybe like some people or some younger kids out there also have that kind of impression and thoughts towards me.
Yeah.
That's a bit like, yeah. So that's a bit like, wow, I'm still trying to process that.
Oh,
so
yeah. But more to come.
Yeah, more to come. I'm like, I'm honored and I just want to be like putting out more good stuff for them to be like more inspired.
Yeah, basically. Of course, definitely. Yeah. Okay, speaking of like being in a group, right? You know, it's hard to avoid when there's like a dispute or like disagreement.
Absolutely.
Because don't tell me you guys don't have any. I won't believe that shit.
No. That's definitely la. Of course.
So like, do you feel like you always have to be the one to like calm everybody down because you're elder?
I mean, I never hold myself to the oldest one card to like try and settle any disputes. I feel like if there's a dispute going on between like A and B, I mean, I'll be there to observe and, you know, make sure nothing goes out of hand. But
no,
for the most part, no, we're quite civil, y'all. But for the most part, I trust in the girls to kind of
communicate themselves.
Communicate and like work it out because it also helps build a bond.
Yeah.
Also helps them understand each other better and just like dealing with humans in general. You know, because it's not easy. Like we see each other every day. Everyone has their own like perangai and including myself. So like it's a good I feel like way to learn about people. And they're very capable of doing it because
I feel like every single one of you are very independent.
Very much so. I would say
like you guys,
say so.
Four of you have really strong characters. Like you can tell, like all girls are different.
Yeah. Like, and it's kind of impressive how we still manage to like, you know, put aside any personal things and just like come together and just focus on what needs to be done. And of course, having like Universal in the picture as well, like they make it clear as to what has to be done, and everyone, all of the girls, also have the same goal. So it's not difficult to get everyone like on the same page, you know.
Yeah,
for the most part, lah.
Yeah, so you know, like this might be a bit intriguing, but you can choose not to answer.
Okay.
You know, like in terms of groups, right, usually there will be a few that are, like get more attention than the others.
Okay.
Did you guys like talk about it, or do you guys like talk about it beforehand, or even now, or even in the future, will you guys talk about it? Like, you know, because for me, it's this kind of thing we cannot control how the audience look at us, right? Because
yeah,
I imagine myself, if I were in a boy band or like a group, would I feel like imbalanced if my other members are getting more attention than me? Because a lot of band like groups couldn't continue because some of the members felt like
they
didn't have the spot to shine.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, valid thoughts, and I feel like each and every one of us have thought about it, and we actually have discussed it yet because we already have discussed it already. And for the most part, and also our label already like prepped us, preempt us about these kinds of things possibly happening before we even signed. But like, we always come back to the bigger picture because as of right now, like, dollar is still our number one
priority,
correct?
Yeah.
So whatever or whoever gets the traction or the most traction or more traction than the others, at the end of the day, people will, if people look them up, at the end of the day, they'll still be tied to dollar, right? So in the end, it will still be benefiting the group.
Mm-hmm.
Per se, so like it works out,
okay,
you know, like, and I feel like everyone, like you said, everyone has such strong characters,
mm-hmm.
and like everyone has their own strengths, so of course they will shine in different departments, right?
Yep.
And that's only understandable, and we don't want to dim anybody's
of course
light down because that's not cool, y'all. Yeah. Like, everybody deserves to shine. They put in the work, they have the same amount of passion, and they deserve it. So
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I was just, like, wondering, like, if you guys have to talk.
Yeah, I mean, of course. It's not like, cannot. Okay, if you don't talk about it, then you'll be, like, it'll just be, like, in your heart, and you won't feel good, you know?
It's always good to talk about it when you guys, like, have any, like, discomfort about anything else. So.
But how about you, though? Like, you, because I've always wondered, like, what it's like to navigate through the industry, like, alone. How do you actually enter? You started off as a singer.
Yeah, back in 2009.
2009?
I'm going to cry. So to answer your question, I think I gotten used to being a lone warrior at the very beginning of my career. Because to be honest, I joined a singing competition, a reality show from a TV station. And I got out, I was signed to at first I was signed to this talent management company. And then after a few years, nothing happened. Mm. I just released like 1-2 songs.
Okay.
In 3 years' time. And I wasn't earning enough.
In 3 years?
Yeah, I wasn't earning enough. Like, it was so tough in the Chinese market, Chinese music industry.
Oh, so you started off in the Chinese and music industry?
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't speak Malay and English until I was like 24.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So that was the only way I can try to survive. So I jumped into a movie production company. They signed me for a year, and then we got some dispute, and I just ended the contract. And ever since, I was self-managing. That's why I tried knocking doors to Malay production houses. And then I didn't hear from them for a year. Because obviously my Malay wasn't good enough.
Right. Okay.
So right when I was about to give up and change my career path, and then someone called me and said, you want to act in Suri Hati Misa Pilot?
Oh.
Then I took a job in, and it was overnight. It's
a Malay drama.
Yeah.
Wow.
At that time, the leading was Fatah and Niloufar.
Oh.
So it got really big. All of a sudden, I was Fatah's best friend.
Wow.
So we were both pilots. Imagine, like, you know.
Wow. So I can imagine you boomed immediately.
Yeah. So it came to me in a really shocking way because I didn't expect my first filming in the Malay industry can get
to
me
do
fame.
So well, right?
Yeah. Awesome. So it just started, and then like the brand new just came in, and that's how Universal noticed me.
At that time, you were self-managing still.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
nice.
After that, only they approached me. Then we try out for a couple of years. Then I'm with Universal for, this is the 7 years already. So I'm kind of like the senior of the company.
You know what? Comes with experience.
So I'm used to like working stuff for myself and also by myself. So it took me quite a while to trust the team. So always whenever like the company has a new team coming in, I always question a lot of stuff, which didn't make things easy because like a lot of things I wanted to hold the final call in my hand,
right?
And to be honest, at some point I feel like this is too much for me because everything I have to like go and micromanage. So but nowadays I feel more relaxed, like I trust the team now. So which is why we can afford to do a lot more things, right, including this podcast.
Right.
It's 100% support by Universal Music team.
Awesome.
And also Maverick Studio.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm really grateful, and I always welcome the newcomers who sign into the company.
Universal I'm sure you've Music seen plenty. Company.
A lot of them. It's just like at some point, you know, even some new artists, singers or actors, when they kind of say hi to me and seek for advices, I will always give them my most genuine answers. Like teach them how to make deals, you know, like trying to like look carefully into your contracts and stuff like that. Trying to like talk to them, what do you want to do, and give the most honest opinion and also advice. But it came to a point where, you know, I can say I helped quite a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like they took my advice and they succeeded. It came to a point where I feel a bit
unappreciated.
When
they were like, bye.
When they are big already.
Oh my god.
They just don't say hi to me anymore.
Oh my god. You know what? It's the peribahasa. It's called bagai kacang lupakan kulit, right? This is that situation, man.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
So there was a time where I feel like when someone new came to me, I felt like, do I want to help this person?
Because you don't want that to happen to you again.
I don't want to feel the disappointment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to feel like, hey, I treated you with my whole heart. Like, you know, I was being completely honest with you. I want you to shine. Like, of course, I want you to shine. If everyone is shining and we get more jobs from overseas, and the market in this industry would be good, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then, like, you know, not everyone sees that way. Like, you know, some people might think that if I help you, maybe I'll lose some jobs. I don't know. But for me, it's a different thing. Rezeki masing-masing lain.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, at one point I just felt like maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But now I slowly found myself again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, if you want to do me that way, it's your karma. It's
It's their issue.
It's
really a reflection of the kind of person that they are. So, and you know what? That's their problem. You have good intentions, you know.
So now I'm good. So whoever that want to like come and seek for advices, then I'll just tell them.
Love that.
So yeah, I think that's what kept me going until now
mm-hmm.
because I always gave my whole heart and I didn't feel like I was like doing someone bad or like trying to like sabotage somebody.
Yeah.
For me, if it's mine, it's mine. If it's not mine, I would never compare my career path with Dollar. Yeah. I would never compare mine with like any other artists in the company, because as long as we have something to do and the company is supporting whatever that we wanted to do, it's good enough.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the feeling of comparing, it's very toxic.
It is.
And also, it won't do you any good.
Yeah. I feel like everyone should just focus on
what they have.
Yeah. Just staying in your lane, you know, about making yourself better and how to work forward.
So, like, does Dollar has, like, a leader?
We don't have an official leader, no. So how we do it is like, each of us have our own like strengths, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have like a front man.
Okay.
So in different situations, different people take the lead. And even in music, we always give like certain musics, like we feel certain songs, we feel like, okay, maybe this person would do better to lead the song. And then and the next one, maybe this person would be better to lead this song. So it's like, it depends. So
but who decide? Situation. Like, who decide what kind of song, who is better?
Our vocal teacher.
Vocal teacher decide.
Or like the producer, you know, who, on like who does what and who shines best where, basically, yes.
Okay.
I mean, we give our input as well. Like, sometimes we'll say like, but you know what? I feel more comfortable doing this. And then we'll swap. So like, it's just a back and forth of both parties, basically.
Mm. What about like interviews answering questions? Like, who is always the black sheep?
The black sheep as in the one who's not talking or the one who's talking?
Both. Like,
okay, I feel like the one who's usually more on the talkative side would be either Tabby or myself. There are days where I just don't feel like speaking at all. So like,
you just look at Tabby.
Yeah, I'll just be like, you got this girl. And Shasha and Angel would not be too
verbal,
yeah, but there are times where there are days they're very like unexpected, you know,
sometimes on
they're,
and
like,
off,
sometimes they're damn talkative, so like you know, do you want to talk and whatever? And I'm like, yeah, go for it, man.
So I would say it's pretty balanced.
It's pretty balanced, I would say.
Oh, so dollar has no flaws, guys. No flaws.
We're perfect, y'all.
I tried.
Yeah, but you, man, you have to like answer everything. You have to deal with everything, like media or whatever on your own.
Well,
has it been intense?
It did. I did have some intense moments, but
okay.
Because I think I'm the least controversial person in the company.
I love that.
Like, I don't like having any controversies.
I would love to be more like you.
Yeah, because for me, like, I just want people to focus in my work. Even like my personal life or where I go and stuff like that, I would never like tell people in advance.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like I went for the trip, I came back only and start posting it.
Right.
So people can never know where I'm at. And like, so I don't want people to know my life because I don't want them to have more attention towards my personal life than my music or my shows. So I think I did it the right way because last time I used to take a lot of stories and post it on that day itself.
Mm-hmm.
And people know exactly where I'm at and then they'll start asking questions or ask me to buy stuff for them.
Oh, wow.
and things like that.
Okay.
So like there are times where I just want to be alone. Mm. Even if people found out I'm in the country, they would want to hang out. But at that time, I just feel like I want to be alone.
Right.
By myself. So speaking of being a group, I used to picture myself in a group. Like I wanted to be in a boy group.
Boy band.
Awesome. Because for me, like it's nice to have someone that can understand you and mm-hmm. so you guys are facing the same pressure, the same responsibilities, and you guys can, you know, for example, like facing the media, there are times where you just don't feel like talking and mm-hmm. you can let the other team members to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And some songs when you guys are performing together, you guys sometimes don't need dancers because mm-hmm. every one of you can dance mm-hmm. and pull it off. Mm-hmm. And you guys can basically do anything that you guys want.
But that's true. But there are pros and cons. Like, but you're like solo. You know what I mean? You are your own star.
Solo there means like bigger risk. I know what you're talking about. Like bigger the cons reward. Is like the money. You
bigger reward. You know.
So yeah, but even like you know, four of you guys. Like even one of you are like maybe having a holiday. Three of you can still perform the songs.
Good. Right? Okay. Well, no. Actually, no.
No?
No, they don't let us. No, we're not allowed. So because...
The label don't allow?
No. Oh. Because we always want to brand ourselves in a way where it's like, it's a complete...
Group thing.
And it's like, we have choreography, like you said, we all dance. And our choreography requires all four of us to be there. Because if not, it's going to look weird. Then we have a formation and one person's not here and it's
missing.
Not balanced. You know, it's going to just look incomplete. So we try to just like... make sure everyone's present available. Unless it's a real emergency lah. Mm. And then we would have to kind of, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Even holidays macam we have to plan together, you know, okay, when do we want to go somewhere,
so all go together. Yes, during that period.
Correct. So at the one period we all buzz off and do our own thing, you know. So yeah, we have to, yeah, that's another thing, you have to consider everyone's schedule. Mm. Work around people's, you know, availability.
Okay.
So you work at your own time.
Yeah. I mean, like you said,
that's a big, big advantage. Because it's a lot, you know.
Like we said earlier, we shouldn't compare.
There you go.
We should be grateful what
exactly,
we have.
Exactly, the lesson. We have to remember the lesson, y'all.
So now let's talk about the pressure that we have. Like, do you put any pressure onto yourself, or like do you have any expectation from the group that you feel like, you know, if we don't give in more effort or if we don't do certain things, we might not be able to reach what you envision the group to be, or any of you envision it to be?
I feel like because me and the girls are so we have big goals, you know, and we like to dream big, which is
There's nothing wrong with dreaming big.
But the downside is that because we have such big goals for ourselves, we create our own pressure for ourselves to do the most or try to, you know, get the most done and try to, you know, achieve better and more, right? But of course, on top of that, like we also have such supportive fans who also believe in our capabilities as well and what we could possibly put out there in terms of like the standard and quality of our work and stuff. So that is also a pressure. But I mean, we don't ever do things that we cannot handle, like things that we do, like we know, like, okay, we can possibly take on this challenge or we can possibly take on this task. So like, we try to manage our expectations, but at the same time, like, we always want to do
your best.
Yeah. And just go as far as we can go, lah, basically. Mm. How about you?
Me? I used to like dream very, very big, but then ever since COVID, I don't pre-plan my stuff anymore. Like, I don't do like a 3 to 5 years plan.
How's COVID? Like, how is COVID
affecting me?
Yes, because you did it way before COVID, and then COVID.
So all of a sudden, it's like everything.
Like,
just
how different was it? Because we came out COVID, and then non-COVID, right?
So like during COVID, like obviously there's no like acting jobs, there's no like on ground events, there's no like live performance and stuff. So everything is, just you have to work from home. So I got really, really, really active on TikTok during COVID. Like 2 to 3 content a day.
Wow.
So that's what I for a living. That's why my numbers like went up pretty fast during COVID period.
Good.
And I did what I can for me to survive. Because of TikTok, I managed to get a lot more brand deals on social media posting wise, which is very good. But then I realized, you know, the things that I did, because I was just blindly hopping on trends. There are things that I don't really like doing it.
Okay. Because can we have an example?
Like, you know, all the dancing and making cute faces. So now that I look back on my platform, I was like, ew,
but that's what people love.
But it's not who I am.
It's not who you are.
Because I don't want people to have the
wrong
impression of me being like that.
Okay.
So which is why I want to do this podcast, for people to get to know me.
Yeah.
And also I stopped doing like too cringy stuff.
Guys, he's not the cringy TikTok guy, okay? Which honestly, I don't think I've ever seen any cringy TikToks coming from your end. But
I'll show you later.
Okay. Show me, please. But okay, I understand. So at that time, you were just like going with the trends. And
So
how are you like redirecting your TikTok now then?
Now I'm no longer that active anymore.
Okay.
So I pick and choose the content I want to do. So nowadays, it's just like majorly trying out different filters, you know, like what's my this year
okay, like the little changing boxes, little changing stuff. Boxes. Okay, those do really well too.
Yeah, but you know, like, you know, it can be boring to some of the audiences because they're used to me doing
And most of the people that you got, most of the followers that followed you was during that era, and they're like, where's that content that are like, you're not getting anymore, please.
Yeah, so like, not intentionally, I wouldn't do it on my own.
Oh, on your own. Okay, gotcha. Okay,
so after COVID, it got me thinking, like, there's no way, because I had like huge plan before COVID.
Oh, you had a huge plan?
Yeah, like I want to do like a campus tour by myself, like singing songs that I like.
Nice.
But that didn't happen. We were about to launch it already, and then that didn't happen. And then there are a lot of like collaboration opportunities that also got cancelled very last minute. So I feel like my whole world just like crumbled and collapsed, and I felt empty.
It was a tough time.
It was a tough time. And then that's why after COVID, I told myself, you know, if I plan too much, if it didn't happen, I'm just going to get disappointed. And I don't want to have that feeling anymore. So I'm focusing more like year by year.
In the near future.
Yeah.
Oh,
if I achieve my goal in that year, then I'll plan the next one.
Yeah.
So I think I feel more. And also the pressure is not that much. Because if I manage to achieve it, you get the feeling of it. Like I managed to achieve my goals, which is good enough. So next year, I'm going to try a different stuff.
So like short term goals more so. Like, and then it will eventually come to the long term one. Gotcha.
Yeah. So my way of thinking now, it's like that.
And it's been working out.
It's been working out pretty well. Mm. Like I feel less pressured and I feel more enjoy when I work now. Like because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
Like not much of pressure. Understand. Of course, I still feel nervous like doing podcasts and stuff like that. But
it takes a bit of stress off your shoulders, basically.
Yeah. And also the thing about me is like I cannot stay in a comfort zone for too long.
Really?
So yeah, you know, like, you know,
when you get bored very easily.
Not bored very. I feel demotivated.
Okay, like nothing's happening in my life.
Yeah, nothing exciting happening in my life. For instance, like, you know, I used to only sing in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
all of a sudden I gave myself a task to act in Malay shows and then start to sing Malay songs and then now like singing English songs and then now like hosting a podcast in English. So these are the things that keeps me, you know, grounded. That I believe every single human being needs to, like, it's okay to always learn something new.
Yeah.
Despite your age.
Never stop learning.
Despite your experiences in the industry. Yeah. Because we always get something new. And also we learn something new. Maybe like by talking like this. I might be able to learn something from you and you might be able to learn something from me. So that's why this kind of environment keeps me grounded. And that's why this is what I hope for the industry to be.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
There's nobody's like should be... Nobody in the industry should be treated unfairly.
Mm.
Like, if you're given a chance, of course, like, everyone wants you to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot pull it off, it's okay, just try again. So give more encouragement than condemning, like, trying to pull you down. I don't think that's the right way, man.
Definitely not the right way. No, definitely not. But you did mention something. Like, you said, you know, I mean, you've been in the industry for a while now. And I mean, no, it's true. Ouch. I mean, no, dude. I mean,
that's what Andrew would say.
I mean, in the best way possible, okay? No, I mean, I want to know, like, how different has the industry been since the time that you started versus now with the pandemic happening and just, you know, with social media and everything? Like, how has it changed? Has it changed much or like.
Back then, we only have Facebook and Instagram wasn't a thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And oh, that shows how old I am.
No, I mean, I was around when Instagram wasn't a thing, so it's okay.
So it's a bit more tough for someone to be seen back then because TikTok hasn't existed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people are more less choosy in terms of like they can be a little bit more supportive in terms of the local acts.
Okay.
Nowadays, I feel like because we can access to different platforms and anyone can have like one hit from TikTok, like, you know, you can have like thousands of followers overnight from one content.
You're right. I'm gonna pause you right there. How do you feel about stuff like that? Like, do you feel like it's unfair or do you feel like, just what are your thoughts about how people, maybe some people may see it as a, you know what, you don't deserve it. Or like, you know?
No, I wouldn't say they don't deserve it. Mm. Like, I'm happy for them.
Okay.
Just a matter of fact, you know, when there's fame, there is responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you have a hit or a content that got them viral overnight, so what's next?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you going to, like, you know, make better content? Or are you going to, like, start to sing now? I have no objection of influencer trying to sing or trying to act because everyone has their dream.
Yeah.
Okay? It's just the way of how you plan it. So, like for me, I would never thought I could act when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't really know how to, like, act it out.
Right. It just shows whatever I'm feeling.
So, right. So, but, you know, things happen and people know me from TV shows and I'm grateful.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to sing again.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, I know I still receive comments like, I don't think you should sing, just stick back to acting and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't get affected anymore. So I wouldn't say the same thing to the people who got the fame overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. But then like, what are you going to do about it? Like,
right.
Are you going to use the platform to build your own identity? Because I struggle with TikTok. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have my identity back then.
Okay.
Because I don't have a character, like a strong one on social media.
Right.
So I'm trying to like reconstruct everything since end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like there's things that you must give and take because I want to rebuild my identity. So I must sacrifice some of the stuff.
Right.
Okay. So give and take. As long as you know what you want to do in life. That I have no judgment towards like people who got fame overnight. Speaking of like back then and now, yeah, a lot more new faces coming into the industry. That's good and bad. Good is like more colors.
Yeah.
More choices.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is too many competitions.
Mm. So saturated market.
Too saturated market.
Gotcha.
And I feel like I wouldn't say like it's either bad or good. It's just like, you know, this is how it is. We just have to find a way to make sure we stay relevant in the market. Like, how are you going to portray yourself? Are you giving impact to the market in a good way? I don't believe in controversial stuff. Like, if your motive is to create viral videos talking bad about other people or doing something not right on social media, I would never stand on that.
As you shouldn't.
Like back then when I was really new in the acting industry, like people has been telling me, why don't you create some stories with the lead actresses? Like, you know, like we
Or like
wanna,
some kind of scandal or whatever, just to spark up something. Oh,
I
okay.
always said no.
Okay.
Like,
Yeah, I mean, why would you do that to
why do I have to
yourself?
lie
Yeah.
to my supporters?
Yeah.
And if they start shipping you and they found out that's a
Yeah.
lie, you probably backfired or something, right?
True.
So for me,
Probably
I always
canceled.
believe in, like, you know, you have to stay true to yourself and stuff like that, which is
Yeah.
why now I'm showing more of myself to the world, like through my music and also through the
Good.
podcast.
We love that. Okay. That's a good take on that. I like that. No judgments here.
No judgment here. You do you and you be you.
Yeah, that should be the way though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you know your consequences and the risk that you're taking and you are happy doing that and you're okay with the risk, go for it because it's your dream. And no matter what other people say, it doesn't really have to affect you because they are not the one that's gonna give you money or like give you the courage to pursue your dream. You have to be the one that doing it, not them. So
Facts.
facts. So let's hop on to the fun part. Let's talk about live performances. Do you remember
Okay.
your first time
Wow.
performing live as a group in front of?
Okay. I don't remember the first time. Does that make me a bad person?
It's okay. I have like short-term memories as well, so I
Yeah,
forget
I
most
do
of this
remember, but
stuff.
I do remember like the ones that, I mean, they're all my performances I enjoy performing, but like the one that stuck to my head as like one of the major ones was definitely our showcase, which was about maybe 200 packs or so. It wasn't a big one, but like
The
that
one in
was
Bandar Utama, is it?
correct.
Okay,
Yeah. So
okay.
that was but that was the first one where we knew everyone who was there was there for only us. So it made a lot of sense, and it was just a very touching moment to know like, oh my God, these people are coming from like everywhere, like from very close, from literally living around the area to like Kelantan, you know, like coming all the way and like booking hotels and coming with the train. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like what a overwhelming feeling, you know, like okay, so like we have amazing supporters. So I mean stuff like that is just like can't really translate it into words. It's just a feeling. I'm
And
sure
also
you know.
it makes me feel like you want to work harder for
A
that.
absolutely. Absolutely. To give them a better performance, to give them longer shows, like whatever they want. So I mean currently that's what we're working on. So hopefully we can get
I
there.
remember I don't know if I remember it correctly, but I think Angel was crying.
Oh, all of them are crying.
Was
Except
it?
for
Except
me.
you?
Except for me. I don't know. I
What's
don't.
wrong with you?
I know, man. I'm just heartless. No, I don't know. I just can't seem to cry on like I cry about the weirdest things. I cry like when I'm alone about like animals, bro. Like I cry about
I cry watching
animals.
anime.
Anime, I mean, look, there are some animes that are kind of god. I feel like the only one anime that I cried about was like it's called Your Name. I don't know if you
Your
watch it.
name, no.
It's like it's pretty good. You
Okay,
should
I'm gonna
watch
check it
it.
out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out.
it's kind of, I mean, but it's a love anime lah, so I don't know. But do you remember your first performance?
It was back in 2009 when I was in the TV shows, the singing competition. I think it was a showcase introducing the 20 top 20 contestants.
Okay.
So it was, I remember it vividly, like it was held in front of Sungai Wang, the
Oh,
shopping
so
mall.
wrong.
Yeah,
In
them
front?
in
Or
front,
like
like they
outside?
built a stage.
Oh, wow.
So it was
Okay.
kind of a big deal. So like all the fans came. I was very, very nervous. I still remember, like, I couldn't even hold the mic
Is
right.
it, bro,
My
shaking?
hand was like this all the way.
Really?
And also, I think I was the youngest contestant in the show.
Oh, how
Like,
old were
I'm
you then?
18.
18,
That was the
wow,
legal
so
age to
young.
join.
Oh, there was
Like,
legal age to
yeah,
join. Okay.
18 to 25, I think. So, Yeah, so, but it was fun. Like, right after a couple of lines of the second chorus, I felt better.
Okay.
And it's also because, like, it's lack of experience. Like, you don't know how to deal with the pressure from the crowd.
Yeah.
Because I was so afraid I couldn't pull it off because I didn't have any vocal lessons before joining the competition.
Oh, really?
So it was just like a hobby thing.
Yeah,
I was just going to try it out. And yeah, so thankfully it went quite well.
Good. Wow. So, that must have been nerve-wracking. I don't think I could have done that, to be honest.
And after that, I felt like I would never be able to sing in front of a crowd again because that's too much pressure. But now I enjoy more singing live than acting on TV shows because I love
feed off that energy.
Yeah, I love the live interaction. Like you can tell if the people enjoy your performance.
Correct.
And you can talk to them like right away.
Yeah.
So I love that interaction. So good. which is what I'm planning right now. So hopefully by early next year we get to go on tour.
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia.
Like around Malaysia.
That is the plan.
Okay, that is the plan. Okay. Yeah. Love. Wait, you've performed before outside of Malaysia?
Yes, I did a few performances outside of Malaysia. I did one in the Philippines, Manila.
Okay.
And South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And Vietnam. And Thailand.
Thailand. Wow. Okay, yeah. Which one? Okay, I'm not going to make you choose, but okay.
Which one? What?
Which one has the best crowd, lah? I want to know.
Best crowd is
like energy-wise.
I think it's because most of the crowd, they don't really know me. I was there as a guest performer. But the most supportive fans among the other countries, Philippines and also Thailand.
Okay.
And I think mainly because I look like one of them.
Yeah.
And I managed to say a few lines in Thai, so they were like crazy about it.
You got them. You got them with those.
And the Filipinos, they love music.
Yeah, so they do, right?
No matter where you come from, they will just support
vibe,
you.
Vibe, right? Yeah. I feel like that's part of their culture.
Mm.
Hopefully we get to perform in Philippines also.
Soon. I'm pretty sure you guys will have the chance. So, I think it's coming to an end of this episode. We shared quite enough of your life story and before and after Dollar and also your acting scene, also being in the group, and also like how to sustain the industry. And I also share quite a bit about how I welcome the new people into the industry and also some of my stories.
And I got to know you better as well.
Yeah. Do you think we got closer?
Absolutely, man. Now when we meet, we'll say more than hello. Don't worry.
More than hello. Or how are you? How's your day?
It will be like, hello, how are you, bro? Just another addition. Just like one more line.
Do you have any tea to spill?
Bags.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So much.
It was fun. I like it. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Yep. And thank you so much for watching, guys. Don't forget that we have a new episode coming every bi-Wednesday at 9 p.m. on YouTube and Spotify. We will see you next time.